So we have big opportunities with big data. You all know about it, you heard the last talks also. And it challenges our society. So in a way, we are very happy that there's a lot of possibility. For every business, you can get data which before was not possible to get. So talking from the business point of view, data really helps to explore the business, to get more clients, to be more specific about each goal and to really get more people buying your products. So it has a big effect on huge companies. Yeah, you have also the situation that it's like a bit like food, so you can get all the feeds of the different data situations, and through that you can develop your products, which means you can develop better products than was ever possible before, because you can make individual products. So we have a lot of opportunities with big data. But at the other part of it, the other side of it is that it can be also the end of our development. That's a big fear, and I will talk more about this fear and what that means. Everything we do can be tracked now. So wherever we go, it is all observed and it's all analyzed. We have to be aware that, let's say we go to a shop and we pay with our credit card, all those data material go somewhere, which means that whatever we do is very open to everybody. Everybody can see that. So far, it doesn't have to be negative. But imagine that everything you do, everything is observed. There are always people making something with that. And we don't know what they do with that. So we have a lack of privacy because all our informations are controlled, which means that we have to be really clearly aware of what we do, how we use that. It's also a focus of discrimination with the data material, because through the data you can use it also to discriminate people. It doesn't have to happen, and maybe until now we are very lucky, but it can happen, and it already happened. It happened that people used data from social media and observed a person, especially a woman, and the woman got into big trouble. So we have a problem here, we have a problem of discrimination. The data about us can be used to spy on us. Also, again, it doesn't have to be that way. It can also be that all the data is just there and nothing happens with it. But we know that the data is used to spy on us. This is actually not something so new, because even before with the analog telephones, it was possible to listen to the phone calls. But now with the social networks, we have a much higher amount of data and it's much more easy to access this data. So that's the big difference to the former days before, like the police could get data from the telephone calls, but now the data is on the internet, and it's like, when you look at social media, people say, oh, I'm giving a talk here and there, everybody could go to the airport and get this person. So that's a new situation which makes life very, very dangerous. So we are there like naked, so it's all really open. Yeah, it can be used also for crimes. So when you imagine that the data is there, I take now an example, let's say the electricity of the city, it's all software based nowadays, which means that it's also there on the internet and somebody could access this data and just stop the electricity in the whole city. And this would mean that it would cause a big problem for the people in the city. So that's another danger. Until now, also this scenario didn't happen that way, but we know that all companies are terrified that this could happen. And there are already some cyber crimes, but on smaller scales. So when data are used in a good sense, they are fantastic. Think about electricity, think about your home, that you could use your data for your own purpose, that it's not only the companies using the data, that you as a person could use your data. Let's say in your house you could now, at the end of the month, how much electricity you used in your household. That would be really good. But in our days, what happens is that the companies collect these data and not we as people. We don't have those data. We don't have access to that. Let's say, we would be able to control our heating, to control our electricity, to control our water. We could see every day how much we use and how much it costs. And we could change our life. We could live more the way we want to. There would be a big opportunity that until now we are not really using. We are using it a little bit, I mean, this democratic way. If we look, for example, at Wikipedia, that everybody can contribute to it and everybody has these data, that's maybe a good sense. But at the same time, all these data also goes to Google, and Google uses it also for commercial purposes. So when you know a little bit about Wikipedia, you know that all the text in there, they can also be used commercially. So there we have a problem. It's not only for the civil society. But that could be a good sense to use it for the civil society. The question for us is, as we cannot change the way it is, what can I do as a person? So what can you do? How can you use this situation? We can talk to the companies, we can say, use it for this or that, or we can talk to the universities, telling them, would be great to have this research, or do you have some data, respect the theme that for me is interesting. So we can put pressure on the industry and on the universities to do proper research. But what else? We can also take care of ourselves. We can use the situation for ourselves. So there are some ideas what we all could do. Yeah, we first of all have to know what we do. We have to be very careful and we have to know what we can provide, how we can use the technology for our own goals. Then the second idea is that we really have to be very clear about the risks. We have to know what specific risks concern my specific situation. That's something that the companies do all the time. They have people checking the risk and analyzing the risk, and all the time they check their risk in the web and check where they are and do analysis. As an individual person, we don't have that, but we can do that. We can organize our lives such that we always make a check, and the check has to be so that we, for ourselves, we can see that the data we use gives us more than the company would take from it. So let's say, example, we use the mobile phone. If it's only that the mobile phone company collects our data and we as a person don't use it for our purposes, it's not really, doesn't make any sense. But if we use the data to get closer to our goals, then it does make sense. And then the discussion is a bit different, because then the question is, how do we use this data and what do we do with this data and what do we achieve with it? Yeah, the third point is the policies and the procedures. So we have to be very clear how we use the data, what networks we use for it, what is appropriate. And there we have to do some market research and really check out what do we need, which data is really important. For example, with the social media, do we need several social media networks, or maybe is one better than three of them? We can ask questions like this, depending also on the market where we want to move into. Yeah, and then the same, we also have to think about the rules we give ourselves, the procedure, the way we use it. Yeah, the fourth is the privacy and the security goals. So we have to be aware that we have less privacy then, which is maybe okay in a way if the purpose helps us to use to have also a structure where this doesn't matter, where we are not naked, where we only show one part of ourselves. Let's say we use it for a certain topic and we show our ideas to this topic. Then we are not naked. Nobody knows when we go to bed, when we eat, when we sleep. So all we do is we talk about this certain topic, and then I think that's okay. But we have to be very clear about that. Then the next one is the technology part. The technology is also in a way complicated, which means we have to have a clear structure if we use it. So we also have to observe what we do and how the market develops. It's not about just using it, but also at the same time about analyzing it all the time and about questioning it. Yeah, then the last one is the question of communication. Sure, through social media you can communicate, and that does make sense. That's a modern way of communication. But even there, the same things, we have to be aware that people can find out where we are, what we do at that moment. We put a lot of our life into the technical world. And again, we have to ask ourselves, is this really necessary? Is there another way? I mean, for example, WhatsApp. WhatsApp, there's a possibility to make phone calls worldwide without paying for it. So a lot of people use it, and it is helpful because you can communicate from continent to another continent. The other part is that you give a lot of data into it, and this data goes straight to Facebook. So I would say, if you can, use a normal telephone, use a normal telephone. But if you cannot, because you are in South America and you communicate with Germany, then okay, yeah, you have to think, how much risk can I put into it? How much does it cost? What are the advantages? What are the disadvantages? And sometimes there are more advantages, because with technology you can reach a broader audience, you can reach many, many more people. So there are big advantages, and I'm not saying not to use them. Yeah, these are now ideas what we can do, how we can use the social media. You might have heard of them, because I think they are not only ideas for big data, they are ideas for generally finding a way in the technical world. So the first thing is, work hard. We all know that. We work hard. And be really clear about it. Think in all directions. Use the data and think what can happen to them. Be open to that. Yeah, the second one is, speak up. Show yourself. Very often in criminal situations, people take on a different name, for example, especially women. That happens quite often. Maybe you heard of those stories, that they are so worried that they had to hide themselves. And a lot of people say that it's better to go the opposite way, to be really public and to really speak up loud and to show your opinion and to be there, because then you are visible. At the same time, the public opinion can also protect you, because you are a very strong person then. Yeah, the third one is, be yourself. We also, I think, know that from other situations, be authentic. That's insofar also helping to deal with the risk, because you yourself can decide what risk you take on. Some people can take on a lot of risk, and then they should do that, and they get on with them really well. And other people are so worried that they can only take on little risk, and that's good. They should not take on so many risks. They should just take the little risk and deal with them. Because it is important that you are very strong. And if you are not yourself, you cannot be so strong. So I think it's very important to listen to yourself and not so much to what other people expect of yourself. Yeah, look for people who support you, look for mentors, look for aliens, look for communities. That's also something that makes you very strong, especially in the world of big data. Because the world of big data can only hate you if you are completely alone, if you have nobody helping you. But if you are in a community, if you are with other people together, then you have a big data stream and you all encourage each other. And it's very different for other people to really be criminal in that moment. So it helps to be in groups, and it helps to be in women groups especially. Yeah, the next one is to help and support each other, help and support other women. That's very important, not only for helping women to move on, but also for yourself, because we are women, and if we always only help men, it doesn't help us as a person. We always help people who are different. They might not be so different, but they are different. They're raised in a different way. So for us, it's very important to be together with women and to get the power from there, and also to show that we are strong and we don't need a man to make us strong, that we can give this ourselves, and with data that we also can use these data for ourselves. So we have to stay courageous, and it's a bit like a dance. We dance with the data, and we have to think, how much can we dance? How much power do we have? And also, depending on the situations, it can be that in 1 week we feel very strong and the next week maybe not. We have to find a way to use that in our approach to data. So it can be that 1 week we use network a lot and the next week maybe not. Then that's better than to use it and not to feel comfortable with it. Yeah, a lot of these points are from Kristen Valentin. Downstairs you find the website also. I thought that's a very interesting woman. She worked as a professor and she developed this MapR technologies. And she did a lot of research on big data, so whoever wants to move on and read more about it. Yeah, this is my last image. It's about the dog. The problem with big data is that there are companies who collect them aggressively, and we have to treat it like we treat aggressive dogs. So if we are ourselves very calm and we can get on with the aggressive dogs because they feel how we think, how we feel at that moment, then we can maybe handle it. So we have to caress the dogs. Yeah, we have to be very careful. We have to be ourselves, courageous at the same time, because the world is now moving to this way. We cannot stop it anymore, but it is dangerous, and we should never forget that it is very dangerous and that we are part of this danger in whatever we do, even if we think we only use our credit card. Also, these data are archived everywhere, so we have to be very honest the way we live, and that has a big effect, especially for women, because women in situations of crisis for women has always been harder. They are much easier a victim, so we have to be aware of that, for not becoming a victim, for really using the data for ourselves. Yeah. Thank you.